from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're at a tribute to David Bowie, retro gaming in San Jose, and savoring a play about fish. David Wiegand has devoted his whole life to fish rap. He's the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Let's start with some vintage Miles Davis. That's Miles Davis and his quintet from the 1961 album In Person, Live at the Blackhawk. And no, David and I were not there. That was a jazz club in the Tenderloin once. And trumpeter Sean Jones is going to recreate that set at a concert. It's a cool show, but it's also interesting because it's part of this new music series called Pivot: New Adventures in the Performing Arts.
Yeah, I love that. It sounds like a really interesting concept, and I love the idea of recreating this particular album for a couple of reasons. Number one, because the Blackhawk was one of those really great fabled venues. And the other is because, you know, people never get tired of discovering Miles Davis.
Sean Jones plays two shows at the Strand Theater on Wednesday as part of the Pivot series. And San Francisco Performances presents Jones at Herbst Theater March 18th and 19th. So another big arts presenter, Cal Performances, is presenting a Bay Area favorite, the Mark Morris Dance Group, and they're doing L'Allegro Il Penseroso ed Il Moderato.
Bravissimo.
Thank you so much. That was hard to say. And I haven't seen this yet, but I've always heard wonderful things. And Morris's work is so great.
This is the masterpiece, I swear to God. There's actually several masterpieces. Mark Morris has had a career long enough and talent big enough to have done many, many great things. But I really love this one. And one of the highlights of having it performed here is that it's performed with live music by Philharmonia Baroque. It is an exquisite piece. I mean, it shows Morris's choreographer at its greatest. And one of the things that has always distinguished Morris is how much the music influences his dance making, which is obviously true of any choreographer, but there's something special that you see in a Morris work, and this is a great exemplar of that.
The Mark Morris Dance Group performs at Zellerbach Hall on the UC campus tonight through Sunday. And here's another classical arts company trying to lure in younger audiences. That's San Francisco Opera, and they're presenting a beautiful, if traditional, offering. That's German baritone Matthias Gerner, and he'll be singing Schubert at the San Francisco Opera Lab. And this is a long-dreamed-of project by outgoing director David Gockley to make this giant arts organization a little bit more nimble. And he's hired this wonderful woman named Elkana Pulitzer to run the place.
You either adapt and you change with the times and you experiment with the form and what's viable. And what's the famous quote, experiment or die?
I think that's an incredibly insightful quote from her, particularly because the opera has needed a smaller venue for pieces like this for a very, very long time.
Right, and this space will be 299 seats.
That's right. And in fact, more intimate spaces like that, I think, are really useful. The symphony has its black box now and so forth. And I love the idea of this happening. It's in the new Diane B. Wilsey building, which is sort of right around the corner and right still in Civic Center. And we're looking forward to the programming here. This is going to add a brand new dimension for the San Francisco Opera during David Gockley's final year here.
The San Francisco Opera opens its Opera Lab in the War Memorial Veterans Building tonight through Sunday with Schubert's Winterreise. We didn't get to say goodbye to David Bowie here on The Do List, but we have a chance with a tribute to Bowie's film debut, The Man Who Fell to Earth, from 1976. I got to say, I actually like Bowie as an actor sometimes better than I liked his music.
Well, I loved his music, but I have to say that so many of his roles as an actor just transfix me. And I this one in particular, I love. In fact, I own a high-end DVD version of it and everything. But one of the reasons is that I love Nicholas Roeg. I think he's one of the greatest filmmakers. This is a very strange film, The Man Who Fell to Earth, and his co-star, Candy Clark, is going to be on hand to talk about the making of the film and working with David Bowie at a tribute to David Bowie at the Castro Theater, which is going to be held tonight.
Next up is the regional premiere of Tokyo Fish Story by Kimber Lee, and she's a young playwright whose work we haven't seen in the Bay Area yet. This play is about a sushi master and the apprentice who wants to shake things up.
Food is a wonderful metaphor. It's not just, you know, physical sustenance, and I love how playwrights are using this in their work, and this sounds very interesting.
TheaterWorks presents Tokyo Fish Story by Kimber Lee at the Lucy Stern Theater in Palo Alto. It continues through April 3rd. Now, here's a way to celebrate retro video games. That's the San Jose band Super Soul Bros, and they're just tearing it up on a song called Meta Knight's Revenge, which I had to look up. I didn't recognize it. But it's the theme from an older video game, and Super Soul Bros are on the bill with a lot of other indie bands and a lot of mayhem on video screens for the 5th annual Rockage. Do you play video games, David?
I don't. I think I made an attempt at Pac-Man and got really, really bored with that. And then, you know,
that was a good game.
Regardless, I think the music that these guys do is so great. I mean, that to me is definitely worthwhile going to.
The 5th annual Rockage at 5 venues in San Jose's SoFi District. Rockage runs today through Sunday in downtown San Jose. And thanks so much, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find details on all these listings at the new list at kqed.org/arts. And I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.